Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October 30th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright. Mixed action for the indices we follow in the video here. We saw commodities and emerging markets lead the way to the upside here, with emerging markets being the notable leader ever developed. Along with that, we did see the NASDAQ Composite, along with NASDAQ 100, finish the day in positive territory. Other U.S. equity indexes in negative territory. S&P equally down over 1% there. Looking at some charts here this morning, we did see EEM's action intraday drove it above 56, improving on recent highs, matching its highest level since June of 2021. There, we now look to that all-time chart high at 58, or at least the chart high here from 58 at 2021. There is the next level of demarcation, but moving in that overbought territory, maintaining that five score. And looking at gold, we did see a reverse back into X's after giving that sell signal here on the 20 point per box chart. Even so, on the more sensitive 10 point per box chart, still haven't seen a return to a buy signal. Potential consolidation, I think, at this point is what we're hoping for here around that $4,000 level. Not additional downside or additional breaks, but we'll keep an eye on that chart action. From there, the Dow moving above 48,000, marking a new all-time high. We also saw the NASDAQ Composite improve on its chart highs recently. But interestingly enough, we did see reversals down on some short-term and other indicators. So we did see the 10-week for the NYSE ultimately reverse down to 40%, suggesting that roughly now 4 out of every 10 stocks trade above their 50-day moving average. Also saw the reversal out of the 30 weeks here as well, and just dipping back below that 60% mark, sort of forming a somewhat triangle formation there in an aspect in theme. But looking here, with the reversal down, we now see a suggestion or indication that stocks are moving below their 150-day moving average as well. So you'll see the 40 weeks sitting in X's at the moment. Moving on to earnings from yesterday, we did see, after close, we did see Google beat, currently trading up about 9% this morning, just shy of the $300 level at this moment in time as of pre-market trading. So looks like it's going to move into further into overbought territory there for Google shares. Moving on over to Meta, we see them down after they had a top line beat, but bottom line miss. Shares down about 8% this morning, trading at 687 last I look, which will be a key level to watch here, because a move below 688 will violate near-term support that dates to July of this year. We do see additional there at 680, but if we see that ultimately that support at 696 violated, that will be pretty key as far as a near-term picture goes for Meta. Microsoft also down this morning, not quite as much. They did beat, but definitely getting some microscopes over their capital expenditure is what it appears. So we're seeing shares pull back here a little bit, just above $531 level, so down just shy of 2% here. So on this 4 point per box chart, more sensitive than the default, may see it move a little bit, but most likely seeing it maintain on its default chart there. Do have Apple and Amazon earnings upcoming later this afternoon. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.